Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I had this crazy idea that I was just going to start, and I was going to finish, and I was going to be in, out, bam, over with. Thank you. Hello. Goodbye. Au revoir. Or whatever. Then again, I just couldn't bring myself to do it because I might scratch that. Just forget about it. Just put it in our little box and toss it and throw it into whatever body of water you imagine it to be. Mine's the ocean, as you know, because I communicated you nonverbal, and we can recall and we can remember. We can recall and we can remember. I had to go and get a few things. I had to go to the store and get a few things. And it wasn't like any of my past experience. It wasn't like any of my other experiences. I didn't meet or bump into, I wish somebody would, person with more items than they needed to be in the express lane. More items than they need to be in express lane. Nah, I didn't come across that. Didn't come across the person that was all in my bubble, pricking my balloon just in my personal space. Nah, it wasn't any of that. I did come across an interesting individual. However, that's not where I want to go. However, that's not. It's important, but not really that important. It's important, but it's not really that important. Because I was just in the line, you know, the express line, because express is just another way of saying you're going to wait. I don't care if you got that one item, you're going to wait. I don't care if you got five items, you are going to wait. And I can accept that. I can accept waiting in the express line. I can accept people moving through the regular line faster than express line. I can accept all of that. No complaints. Not complaining here. And definitely no judge zone. Definitely no judge zone. I have no issue with that. I have no problem with that. I'm just starting to wonder, or I'm just starting to think, am I experiencing this right? Am I experiencing this the correct way? And I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say, because we done communicated this nonverbal. So I'm going to communicate it back to you nonverbal so we can be on the same level, so we can be on the same plane. But just hear me out. Maybe yours is different. Yeah, I know it is, because you just told me. So why can't I get what you have? Why can't I get that experience? I know my experience is unique to me. I appreciate that. I enjoy that. But sometimes you just want to fall in line. Sometimes you just want to be a clone. Sometimes you just want to be like somebody else. You don't want to rock the boat. You don't want to stand out. You just want to just put your head down and just be in the herd. Be in the herd, or wherever it's called. And that's what I was wondering. Because when I'm in the express line, or when I'm in the line, and they have all these different items, that you're just looking at, and you can people watch in the express line. It's difficult, it's hard, but you definitely can people watch. Been there, done that. I try to do it, but for the most part, I'm just trying to take in the experience. I'm just trying to be aware of my surroundings. I'm just trying to just soak it all in. It's like, whoa, okay, yeah. So you can people watch. It's a little difficult to people watch. And I hear, and I talk to people, talk to some of my friends, talk to some of the people in line, and they tell me about these impulse buys. And hey, what's an impulse buy? Exactly. It's not that I don't know what an impulse buy is. It's just that I don't experience it. I don't have the impulse to just buy something in the line when I'm just ready to go and ready to check out. Even if I'm focused like a laser beam, or if I'm focused like a pair of glasses, or if I'm focused like whatever things that stay focused, if I'm focused like any of those, hey, pick one. No judge, zone, pick one. That's cool. But if I'm not focused and I'm just kind of like all over the map, kind of like all over the place, I still don't have the impulse to buy some of the items or some of the things that's in front of me or within my sight. That's why. What's up with that? Is this store, is this place not geared to me? Am I not the person that they want to buy the impulse items? Is that it? I don't think so. I don't believe so. Maybe I just have a different impulse. Maybe my impulse buying doesn't require me to be in a store. It doesn't require me to just be physically there. Maybe it's virtual, or maybe it's via online. But that can't be the case either, because online, it's more like a bargain. More like I'm searching and looking for bargains. Hey, need this, need that. Can I go to a local store and get it cheaper, get it faster, factor in the gas, factor in my time. You know, my time is valuable. Factor in all the different variables and come up with, okay, it is definitely cheaper to order online than get it from the store. So I'm running all these different calculations in my head while I'm trying or attempting to purchase or buy something online. I'm just like, do, 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 do. And then when it comes down to the final decision, if it's a tie or if it's close, I go with the gut feeling. If it's a tie, if it's a close, I go with the intuition. But if it's not, yeah, I hate to say it, but you know. You already know what it is. I know what it is too. And I do remember saying, I remember vividly. I remember like it was yesterday, 5 seconds ago. Yesterday, 5 seconds ago. I remember like it was yesterday. I said that I wasn't gonna, you know, go with the brain, go with the logic of thinking, go with things that make sense, that I have to just calculate it out, math equations, and all of those things, all of the above. Yeah, I said that. However, this is a little different. This is a little different. And if you don't think it's a little different, I'm just going to say, okay. But if you do understand and know that it's a little different, and there's a difference, same difference maybe, then it's good. We see eye to eye. We understand. So when it comes down to it, yeah, I make that decisions like, hey, it is cheaper. Let's go with cheaper. It's about being the bargain, about looking for the bargain, about the bargain shopper. So is this the reason why my impulse buying or my impulse nature to just buy something spot on when I'm just going to a store or going somewhere to get something specifically? Maybe does that interfere with my impulse buying? Does it? I want to know, because I want to impulse buy. I don't know how it's going to make me feel. I don't know how, but I want the experience and I want to feel something. I want the experience. I just want the experience. I want to be one of you. I want to be a clone. I want to be in the herd. I want to be just like everybody else. Just put my head down. It's like, hey, I impulse buy too. I understand. I know where you're coming from. I get it. However, I can't really say that down. If I do, I will be not telling the truth. And come on, come on, come on, come on, peeps. Come on, people. You know, truth teller here. Truth teller. We are truth tellers. Therefore, can't go down that road, can't go down that path, even if it's yellow brick. Nah, can't do it. Cannot do it. Therefore, one more time. Therefore, truth teller. Gotta be a truth teller here. And see, maybe, just maybe, the whole impulse buying is a different version, different form. I kind of like threw that out there at once before. Let's throw it out there again. Different. Since it comes down to bargain, and since going in the store, express, and all that stuff is for what I'm specifically there for. And seeing other things while there really doesn't tickle my fancy. It really doesn't pique my interest. It really doesn't register. Is that it? Please tell me. Please help me, because I want to impulse buy. I want to impulse buy. Then again, I don't think this is an impulse buy. It's just relying on, how can I say this? Relying and not on intuition and not on bargain is just, hey, I'm probably going to order this. I'm probably going to order this. I'm probably going to get this. And this is when I'm super duper exhausted, super tired. See, can't be duper tired. Just only super tired here. Can't be duper tired. When you're duper tired, that's no good. That's no good for me. That's no good for you. That's no good for no one. Can't be duper tired. Just got to be super, super, super tired. When you're duper tired, if you're duper tired, I'm just going to have to say, I'm sorry. And I send my well wishes. I'm sorry. And I send my well wishes. And yes, I'm truly, truly sorry. Yes, those sorries were in air quotes. And that's for you noobs, because there are some more noobs that's coming in. There's more noobs that's flooding in. You're welcome. Come on in. Relax. Don't worry. It's okay. If you don't understand, if you just need a little bit more time to follow, need a little bit more time to catch up or catch on, we're all friends here, or we're all cool here. We're all about that. Well, actually, half of us are about that life. Other half, maybe not. You have to ask. Don't be afraid. You have to ask. So when I'm super, super, super tired, I'm just going to say, yeah, it comes a time where I'm not going to, I'm going to purchase or get something or order something or get food or whatever it may be, go against my intuition. Intuition would be like, hey, maybe you should do this. Body is like, oh, I'm so tired. Brain is like, hey, I checked out a long time ago. So what's left? What's left is just, ooh, okay, I'm gonna press this, enter. Okay, I'm gonna like get this. Boom. Okay, I'm gonna press this button on the phone and calls. Like, what would you like, sir? Yes. You have an order? Yes. Have you? Yes. Yes, because there's been times where I purchased, ordered, did things while purchasing, or did things to make or complete the transaction of purchasing. Yeah, clear that up right now. Do not need any blowback from that. Do not need any bad stuff to happen, bad stuff to come back around on that one. No. All is forgot. See, I just waved the magic wand, flashed my little doohickey, and we're good. We are good. moving along. Yeah, because when I'm super, super tired, I tend to, I guess that's my impulse buy. Wait a minute, the light bulb just came on. That is my impulse buy. My impulse buy is when I'm super, super tired, but not duper tired. And I just like, ooh, I'm going to get that. And I don't realize, or I don't remember, I don't recall ordering any of this. And so when it start coming in, or the next day, or later on, I'm looking, I was like, wait a minute, why did I don't need that. What? Oh, no. Or maybe the next week or the next weekend or whenever the item come in, you realize that, yeah, okay, I need it. And the thing about purchasing when you're tired, or the thing about me purchasing when I'm tired and I'm just out of it and just not really all there, kind of like a jet lag, there's no canceling or having the purchase stop. It's kind of like a it's kind of like a launch and forget, a press and forget. It's like, ordered, forgot, it's cool. And when the item comes, maybe there's a little buyer's remorse, but not a lot of buyer's remorse. It comes in, it's like, it's more of a justification. It's more of a justification than a buyer's remorse. You kind of just start going through. It's like, all right, I know I need this because, yeah, I need it for that reason. I need it for this reason. I'm probably not gonna wear a neon green anytime, but if I ever happen to wear neon green, I have this and it goes great with neon green. Or maybe I should order something else to match that up. I mean, the whole justification just start coming out, just start rationalize the whole logical processes start to just working like little hamster on the wheel is just like running like the next thing you know, he's been running so much, he's so much in shape, he just got little muscles, and then he just like, dude, I'm tired of running, hamster wheel, and then he's just looking, I got you, Vince, I got this. Then we're like going like, dude, the intuition is like, I feel as though I will use this at one point. So everything is working in unison, everything is working together to say, yeah, we got you, Vince. We are going to justify this to its logical conclusion. We're going to justify this until everything feels right. We're going to justify this until you become one. It all becomes one and it's working together as one. Just a big justification. And I have to say, I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to recall. But hey, didn't I say that I don't like college basketball? If I wanted to watch bad basketball, I'll play bad basketball myself. Or I just go to the gym, or I go to the place where they play basketball and I just watch and compete with guys. But college basketball, hey, what are you doing to me? College basketball, hey, what are you doing to me? But I can't say that now. I don't know if they broke me down. I don't know if I'm reasoning the reason. I don't know if I'm justifying bad behavior. I don't know if my justification is legit or not. But I watched a college basketball game and it was so good. I watched a college basketball game and I wasn't bored. I watched a college basketball game and I said, I see NBA pros. I watched a college basketball game and I said, this is like something that I haven't seen in years. Is it me? Is it me? Am I finally becoming just like the people? Am I finally becoming just like the people? Am I just having the same experience? Am I finally getting there and experiencing what so many people used to say about college basketball? Am I finally there? Or am I just justifying to justify because so many years of bad college basketball, so many years of bad NCAA basketball, I done finally just said, F it.